Bottom of the barrel, episode 3, Ian V, Armani, say hi.
How's it hanging?
Left.
Sometimes to the right.
What's up, dude?
What's up, y'all?
We're here. We're here.
To stay.
We're here to stay. Hopefully. As long as you guys keep listening.
Or we don't die. Which is
really
possible, honestly, with the things that we do.
Lately I've just been really safe, though.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I thought I always drive big cars.
Yeah, I don't drive a big car.
That's my philosophy. I can't drive, like, a sedan.
You don't drive a big car because you're overcompensating? For...
Well, no, that's the second reason.
That's the second reason.
But the first reason is because if someone were to hit me, then I would get hurt. Like...
Is that what happens when you get hit?
Yeah. Oh. Like, I was, being really irresponsible on texting and driving. And I didn't see the Prius in front of me that suddenly appeared. And I ate the back of her car.
So you drive big cars to avoid people like you?
Correct.
Got it.
Correct. I'm protecting myself from people like me.
That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah. So you suck.
Exactly.
Okay.
So I didn't see the Prius in front of me and I was texting. And it was raining. It was raining that day.
He drives a Ford Bronco.
It's like 4,000 pounds
it's
of pure
huge.
Metal.
It's like Optimus Prime.
And it's one of the older cars. It's like a 20-year-old car.
Uh-huh.
So, like, cars today are made with, I don't know what kind of metal, but it's made to, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, crunch.
Crunch.
And it distributes, like, the...
The weight.
Like, the impact. The impact.
Yeah.
But, like, this is, like, just, like, legit just metal.
Metal on wheels.
Yeah, metal on wheels. So, if I hit you, it's just, you're done. And I barely got a dent on my bumper. And the lady's Prius was not a Prius anymore.
What was it?
Smart car. So, poor lady. She was really awesome. And
oh, was she? She probably lost half her memory. She's like, oh.
I felt so bad. She was fine, though. And now I don't text and drive. Because it could have been way worse.
Yeah.
And that gets us on our next topic.
You know what I realized?
What?
Okay, well.
I'm just kidding.
I'll just go on my topic.
Go.
I just realized we mentioned have a soup pie.
Oh, yeah.
In our first episode, we said we're gonna tell the folks about it. We haven't told the folks about it.
Yeah. So yeah, like our first episode, we talked about our cliffhanger for the last like part of our first episode was, hey, we're gonna talk about have a soup pie on our next episode.
Yeah.
And then after we uploaded number 2, we were like, wait a second, weren't we supposed to talk about have a soup pie? And we never did.
Yeah, so this is episode 3.
So give some background on have a soup pie.
Okay.
Where, what, why?
Where, have a soup pie. No, okay. It's called Havasu Falls and soup pie. That, I think that's a common misconception. Because I always thought it was have a soup pie until I got there. Or until, like, leading up to the trip. It's like, okay, so we have to walk through soup pie. Like, what about the Hava part?
Yeah, where's Hava?
Where's Hava?
Yeah.
Maybe you have a soup pie.
All right, keep going.
Okay.
That was like 3 out of 10.
3 out of 10. I'm not going to put that Max Comedy Special. So we went to soup pie.
Uh-huh.
We hiked, what was that, 8 miles?
10.
10?
Mm-hmm.
10-mile hike in. How about you tell that part?
Okay.
Because that's when we realized the trip
was not going to be okay.
I mean, it was. It was okay.
It was fun.
It was a great trip.
It was a freaking amazing trip.
But tell them what happened to you leading into the canyon.
So, what, where, when? So, Havasu Pie is a place in Sioux Pie.
Oh, that's what you wanted me to say?
Which is like, hold on.
I didn't know that's what you wanted me to say.
Which is like, it's by the Northern Rim, right?
Excuse me. Something like that.
It's by the Northern Rim.
It's in the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, it's about a 5.5-hour drive. And it's a little reservation that you have to hike. You park at...
The rim, yeah.
And then you hike down about 10 miles until you get to this reservation that's basically in the middle of a canyon.
Of
the Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
And it's really beautiful. There's waterfalls, you know, like the red rock and stuff. Just really awesome, kind of like secluded area.
It's like picture-esque.
Like
no, not esque. It's like what people take have cameras for.
Yeah, that's
why
the
camera was invented.
Yeah, exactly. Like people saw Havasu Pie and they're like, let's make a camera.
Yeah, let's like they named it.
They
on the
knew
spot.
They knew what it was
let's
called.
Let's make a camera.
Let's make a Canon. So so what you do is you basically rent a couple days to go there.
Right. Rent a
a campsite like a, space, yeah. And you go with a couple friends and you have and basically you reserve it like two or three months before. You get there, you hike down, you set up your camp, and you do whatever you want for the duration that you're there, and then hike back up and leave. So that's kind of how it's set up. Really awesome place. Highly recommend.
Yeah.
But.
You have to do it, honestly.
Something I highly don't recommend. Don't highly recommend.
There it is.
Is wearing hiking boots that are a size smaller than the normal shoe that you wear.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, I didn't do that.
Yeah, I did that.
There it is.
I did that.
Yeah.
So this is not even the bad part of how bad Havasu Pie was.
How this wasn't the worst of the Havasu Pie trip.
Yeah. It was a great trip.
I think this might have been the worst for you because it set it up for everything else.
Yeah. But after the first day, it wasn't bad.
Okay.
So I started hiking. I don't feel that bad. We're hiking 10 miles, right?
Keep in mind, we're hiking in, so we have to go downhill.
Yeah. So you're going downhill. And. If you know anything about feet and shoes, when you're going downhill, your toes kind of hit the front of the shoe. So if there's no room for your toe to hit the front of the shoe, it kind of sucks.
It just smashes your foot.
Your toes become jello. And so I didn't really break my shoes in that well. And at the same time, they're a size one size smaller than I normally wear. And basically, I hiked 10 miles in them and by mile 5, I wanted to amputate both my feet. And by mile 6, I was thinking about all the things that I regretted not doing. By mile 7, I was thinking about calling my mom, but there was no phone reception. By mile 8, I wanted someone to put a bullet in my head. By mile 9, I was just going to sit down and wait for it to end. And when I got to the campsite, I have never been more miserable in my life. I took off my shoes, my hiking boots, and my toes were pale, and I couldn't move them or feel them. And pus and juices were coming out of my big toes.
It's still disgusting because
I don't have a toenail.
He doesn't have a toenail on his left foot right now.
Yeah, it was pretty cool though. Like,
but it was cool.
You know, it really pushed me to my limits. Really taught me a lot about myself.
Yeah, dude.
Like, not buying hiking boots.
The funny thing is you wore them once going in, like, before the trip. I think you went on the Stairmaster with them, right?
Well, I did, like, I wore them around, like, the house or to go do errands and, like, around the Stairmaster just to, like, break them in.
Right,
then
that's funny because you're like, dude, I'm fine. I just broke them in. We're good.
Well, dude, if they were my size,
yeah,
I would have been good.
Right.
They were broken in.
What do you think they were broken in?
I think they were broken into to an extent where it was like, oh, these are broken in
if they
enough.
Were your size.
If they see, that's the thing. It wasn't like, oh, my feet hurt because, like, because
they're not broken in.
Because they're not broken
it's
in.
Because they're too damn small.
The only part of my foot that hurt was my toes.
Right.
But then it was squeezing my toes so much that my whole foot was like freaking broken.
Yeah.
It was just a constraint for how long was the hike? 3.5 hours, right?
Something like that.
4 hours. It was like 4 hours,
something
the hike.
Like,
yeah, because in it was 4 hours,
honestly,
out it was 5.
Honestly, it was like 4.5.
Yeah.
4. I don't know. It was something like that, though.
Yeah.
But,
so,
I felt so bad, because going in the canyon, like, it was like us two and 3 other people, so Court, Addy, and Sean, right?
Yeah.
That's it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I felt so bad. That's why I stayed with you at the end, because I felt bad.
Dude, my feet.
Yeah, so he was hurting so bad that he was like, I want to say like a quarter mile behind us the whole time.
Dude.
Just because like we had to like keep stopping and waiting for a minute. We'll like go and then stop and wait for a minute and go. But at this time we accumulate like a quarter mile.
Yeah, yeah. It compounds.
Yeah, it compounds. So it's so he would for the, so not only was he hurting, he was by himself because we naturally just kept leaving him without even realizing.
Yeah, they naturally just left me behind for the coyotes to eat me.
Okay, don't be dramatic.
That was
the hardest part for Armani, I believe. However,
wasn't the hardest part. The hardest part is yet to come.
Okay, but we're gonna get there. That's the end of the story.
Yeah.
That's the climax.
So basically, I get to the campsite, and I can't feel my toes. They're white.
Yeah, and if you know Armani, he's not white guy. He's brown guy.
Yeah, I'm brown guy, so white toes, not a thing.
Yeah, for brown guys.
So, and, like, I can't move them. And I'm sitting there, like, Jesus Christ. Like, I've never had that much pain. Especially with, like, feet. Feet are one of those things where it's, like, if it's, like, your shoulder or something, it's, like, oh, man, I can, like,
kind of... I can kind of...
I can walk, and I'll work through it. I'll be chilling. Yeah. Feet, it's, like, oh, I need to get my water bottle that's 4 feet away, but I can't get up. Like, I have to freaking, like, army crawl over there because I can't use my feet.
Right.
So...
So, wait, oh, no, hold on. We also got an hour and a half of sleep before this 10-mile hike.
I forgot to
mention that.
Got an hour and a half of sleep.
If that.
Because we thought it was a good idea to leave.
Hold on. No, I knew this wasn't not a good this was.
I knew this wasn't a good idea. Me and Ian thought it was a bad idea.
Yeah. However.
Not shout out, Court, Sean, and Addy.
Reverse shout out
to them for leaving at 12, so getting there at 5, and hiking at 6.
We left Chandler at like 10, right?
Yeah, 10
at
or 11.
PM. 10 and or 11. We started hiking at 4:30.
No.
5.
It was like 5:30.
I want to say it was earlier.
No, it was 5 o'clock. It was 5 o'clock.
Okay, we started hiking at 5 a.m. We left Chandler at 10 p.m. And if you don't remember Armani saying earlier, it's a 5.5-hour drive to get there.
And the car was small, so you couldn't sleep in the car.
Right. Yeah, it wasn't like a small car, but it was a small car for 5 people.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It was snug for 5 people.
Yeah, it was snug
for... It wasn't... Because the thing is, like, if it was 4 people, you could kind of... You know, you could
kind of
sleep.
Kind of.
But, like, 5 people... It fit 5 people well. But sleeping 5 people, not well.
It's not a thing.
Not a thing at all. We also killed a rabbit on the way up there.
We killed two. We killed 2 rabbits.
Actually, we didn't kill them.
They committed suicide. Because we saw this happen.
They're like deer.
No, they're worse. Because they were like...
They're like super suicidal.
They're like, oh my god, my wife left me with the kids.
Yep, I lost
my job at... the watering hole.
Time to run under this tire.
Oh, look at this car. So they would wait on the side of the road. I'm not kidding because we saw it happen. The lights were on them.
Yeah.
And they would run across.
Perfect timing. Under the tire.
And then the second one, it missed the first time. So it overshot us the first set of tires.
Yeah.
And it came back, and we hit him with the second end of tires because. He passed us and came back into the car.
He wanted to die so bad. He turned on a dime.
Yeah.
Came back and...
It was the LaShawn McCoy of...
Yeah, rabbits.
Little cute bunnies.
Yep.
He wasn't very cute afterwards.
The LT of bunnies.
I can't imagine.
Freaking just turned on the Mike Vick of bunnies. Came back and just...
How many football players are you going to name right now?
I was thinking of fast people.
Okay.
D'Angelo Hall.
Kobe Bryant.
Is Kobe Bryant fast?
No. Yeah, I'm sure he's fine.
He's athletic. He's probably fast.
Yeah.
Anyways.
On the court, yeah.
So those rabbits are dead now.
Okay, so yeah. So that means we got an hour and a half of sleep coming into the hike. So we were exhausted going to this hike.
Yeah.
So Armani broke his feet.
Yeah.
And then when we got there, the thing is, it was beautiful. This is like what we highly recommend because... We had a good spot. It was like right next to the creek, and it was
beautiful.
Right next to the creek, it was honestly like 100 meters, not even, probably like 75 meters from like the little water, the spring.
So
yeah,
explain that. There was like a cool little
spring.
Yeah,
so there's natural water that they give us. It's like a watering hole for and it comes out of the mountain.
Yeah, it's like the top of the mountain. How like the not the glacier, but the ice, in a sense, or the snow.
It's just natural water.
Yeah, it's a natural spring.
It's a natural spring water. Yeah, and then it like gave us a little spout, and then you would just like everyone would go there and fill up the water bottles, and so we were like 75 meters away from there. Maybe we're like not too far from the bathrooms, so that was a good spot. The creek was right next to us. We can hear it when we're sleeping, and I'm not saying that in a bad way. It's like relaxing, you know.
Yeah, it's like nature.
Yeah,
we would also go to sleep at like 9 o'clock.
We would sleep at like 9 o'clock. It was
I wake up at like 6, 7.
Naturally though. It wasn't like we set an alarm and did it. It was like
we'll come back to that point later.
Yeah, we'll come back to this later.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then there's three falls. There's Havasu Falls.
Mooney Falls.
and Beaver Falls? Beaver Creek Falls?
Beaver Creek.
Beaver something.
No, I think it was Beaver Falls, Creek. Maybe?
Beaver something Falls.
I think you're right. Maybe Beaver Creek Falls
or something. I want to say something. Beaver blank Falls.
Beaver Canal?
Yeah, if you guys want to...
So, I don't know.
Fill in the blank.
Super cool, though.
Yeah. I think Mooney was my favorite. It was huge.
Which one was Moon?
That's the second. Oh. That's when we all jumped in. And,
Yeah.
Save the princess.
Yeah. Save the princess.
That's where that started. Yeah. And then it's cool because like when you go down into Mooney, you have to like legit almost rock climb. And there's like ladders and there's chains you hold on to.
Slippery chains.
Slippery ladders. And it was like the mist from the fall is like hitting you in the face. So like you can easily die. On that,
dude, it was like,
down. And it was
honestly almost vertical. Honestly, like slant. It was like, yeah, a vertical slant that you had to climb.
And the worst part is that's the way up and down.
Yep.
So if someone needs to come back up, you either have to wait or like scoot right next to you.
Yeah, that wasn't
the most.
That was one of the times where I was like, this trip's not smart because my feet were broken at that point.
His feet were broken,
and I was gonna slip and fall to my death.
And the funny thing is, we everyone aside from Armani bought Tevas.
Tevas.
They're called Tevas. I looked it up. My mom looked it up, and they pronounce it Tevas.
Okay, well, people know them as Tevas.
But they've always Tevas. Yeah, I still call them Tevas.
Yeah.
So we all bought Tevas, Tevas, whatever you want to.
Someone the other day told me that it's not finance, it's finance.
That was probably like a biology major.
No, she's... No, she's a... Well, she works... She's an intern at Goldman right now, so...
Okay, she's probably finance then.
Well, she told me, she's like, if you don't say finance, if you don't say finance, people will laugh at you.
Really?
That's freaking weird. I was like, really? That's really weird. Anyways, keep going.
Okay, so we all bought Tevas. I'm going to say Tevas for the sake of the story. Except Armani.
I bought $9 water shoes from Big
Five. Water shoes that you see...
Those ones were actually comfy, though.
Yeah, but not when your toes are broken.
That is true.
Because
my toes were broken.
You're still hitting your foot on the front of the
little
water shoe.
After a while, I just became, like, my feet went numb.
Yeah. So, everyone but him, the person with the broken feet, had to Tevas. So, we were all comfortable and stuff. And he was...
Not comfortable.
He was very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we had a good time. We hiked there. Or we slept there 2 nights. And then, On the way out, we... died. I think that's the word they say. So
I've never been so close to death in my life.
I don't think I have either. So we what's it called? We decided we'd leave at 9 or 8:30 or something like that instead of 5:30 like that we did when it was beautiful out.
Yeah. See, the time coming, we hiked into the mountain starting at 5:30. It wasn't a problem at all.
It wasn't.
We
hot.
Got to camp at 9 o'clock.
Yes. But this time we left at 8:30, 8:45.
Yeah.
And then didn't get out till, I don't know, whatever.
12 or 1?
Yeah, something like
that. No. Because we left at like almost 9.
Yeah.
And we got out like 1:32 because it was a 5-hour hike outside.
Yeah, because it's hard.
Well, because you're also going up.
You're not going down. It's hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it was, I want to say like 85 degrees, 80 degrees. And it's not hot considering that we're in 105 degree weather right now.
Yeah.
But it's hot when you're hiking. We have 30 pounds on our back.
The sun is continuously on you.
Yeah, because there's no shade. And when there's shade, you go under it as soon as you can.
Yeah.
And then the worst part is the last 2 miles of the hike are straight up switchbacks. So it's just straight very close to vertical going up. It's like, not everyone has hiked Camelback. But it's like going up Camelback.
Yeah.
The hard part.
Yeah.
And for straight 2 miles. So... By this time we reached these last 2 miles, Armani and I stayed with Armani because I knew his feet hurt, and I don't want to leave him by himself because I feel like, and especially in this situation,
I had to wear Quartz oversized Tevas.
Yeah, Armani wore double socks and Quartz oversized Tevas.
Because I wasn't gonna wear my hiking boots again, and Quartz wasn't gonna wear his Tevas.
Yeah,
and they were size like 11.
Yeah,
and I wear like size 9.
Shoe size Quartz is
yeah.
Giant man.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, the last 2 miles, straight switchbacks, and then I was like, well, I was with Armani, and at this point, I was like, dude, it's okay, we're almost there, we're good, like, and Armani was legit, like, deaf, like, there was death in his eyes, there was no one
home. You know what, I regret just so much, not bringing a hat. That was, like, the stupidest thing I could have done.
Yeah.
So, bring a hat if you,
yeah.
I mean, I feel like everyone knows that, and that's, like, Like, because everyone in our group had hats.
Like, yeah.
And I was like, wow, like, the top of my head's real hot. Like,
well, the thing is, I felt
my brain frying, dude.
I had a hat on, and I put my t-shirt over my neck. I had, like, an extra t-shirt I put over my neck, and it helped a lot block the sun.
I should have got those wide-brim hats.
Yeah. So, the last 2 miles, I was motivating Armani, but we're good. And then, that's when I realized we're both out of water. And then when I took my last sip of water, I went from, we're good, let's kill it, to, like, I didn't speak. I was, like, dead. Yeah, and Armani's... Yeah. And then I also took some...
Rolls reversed.
Hold on, wait, no. Yeah, before we just turned me into a pussy, I took like, 10 pounds off Armani's back.
Okay, you five, took my sleeping bag. Okay. And then...
I took, like, 5 pounds off Armani's back.
It was, like, 3 pounds.
That's not the only thing I took, though.
Let's put the difference. 3.5 pounds.
Okay, I'm going to say 5 pounds. So I took five pounds off...
Let's round up. 10 pounds.
Let's round up. I took off the weight off your back. Yes.
She took my whole ruck.
I took his whole ruck. So I took that off the back. And then after that, I had my last sip of water. And for some reason, once I had my last sip of water, my brain just like switched on me. It was like,
survival
mode. Yeah, it's like, you're going to fucking die here.
Yeah.
You're not making it out. Call your mom.
Like, your mom loves you, but at the same time, she doesn't know you're dying.
Yeah. And then I was like, call your mom. Like Armani said earlier. There is no reception. I'm going to die here alone with Armani, who's not going to be able to do anything to help me.
I would not carry you.
No, you wouldn't.
And because I physically can't pick up anything more than 50 pounds.
At this point, I'm just thinking 1 foot at a time. Just 1 foot over, 1 foot over the other foot. We'll get there as soon as
we can.
Yeah, obviously as soon as you can, but like just put 1 foot in front of the other and you'll be
good.
Don't
focus on anything.
As Gabe Suarez would say, 2 feet in a heartbeat.
2 feet in a heartbeat.
And I almost lost both of them.
Yeah.
I don't think I can explain how close I was to death. How close we were to death. Because...
Dude, I've never been that delusional in my life.
No, dude.
Like, okay, first of all, the sun, to give perspective, we're hiking for 5 hours, right? And the sun is on you the whole time.
Yes.
There's barely any shade and you've run out of water. And Sean, actually, when we got up to the top, he made a really good point. He goes, we all drank so much water, and did you notice how none of us, like, you never had to stop to pee?
Oh, I didn't even hear him say that.
Thing is, like, think about it. When you have to pee, you have excess water in you, right?
Yeah.
I think that's how it works. I guess that's how
it works.
I would imagine that's how it works.
Yeah.
But our body was using so much of that, it was like, we didn't pee in 5 hours and drinking that much water. It was like a liter or two.
Here's where I went wrong. Here's the stupid part where I went wrong. I have a 40-ounce
hydro flask, and I brought that with me, and I brought a Camelback.
Yeah, yeah.
So on the way in, I was like, I drank not even a quarter of my Camelback walking in.
Yeah.
So walking out, like getting ready to leave, I was like, dude, I'm just using the same amount of Camelback that I have already because I barely drank any.
Yeah.
And I didn't fill up my hydro flask because I was gonna add too much weight. So I was going off of like a little more than 3/4 of my Camelback, thinking it was gonna be okay, and then. That's where I went wrong for sure because I could have filled up my hydro flask and I would have been fine. Yeah. I'd have been fine for the whole 10 miles.
Yeah.
And Armani, probably the same thing.
I just drank too much.
And then we went to In-N-Out after in Prescott or
that was
Payson,
the best water I've ever had.
It was just the best meal.
That's the best meal I ever had.
Yeah,
I had a 3x3 and animal fries and a shake, and I was still starving after.
Same, except 3x3, not animal fries and a shake and a pink lemonade because you have to do that.
Wait, you had shake and pink lemonade?
I got a shake after when we left.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. And the thing is, I was still a little bit hungry after that.
So we almost died. So we're walking up this thing. I feel like garbage. Ian's like, dude, let's go. We got it. Yeah. He takes a couple things off my back. He has his last sip of water. We reverse rolls. I look back and Ian's behind me looking down at the ground, and I've never seen someone that accepted death more than in that moment.
Yeah.
And I was like, Jesus Christ, this kid's gonna die. And my first thought was, if he falls down and is dying, I can light my backpack on fire and call for like SOS.
That's the first thing I thought of. No, the funny part is there's like the native people that are helping. And they carried people's luggages, right?
Yeah,
and they would like ride past us on their horses.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, "Hey, is this the? Are we going the right way? Because it felt like forever."
Yeah.
Like, are we going the right? But when I realized that they had music in their ear.
Yeah, they had headphones in,
and we're like trying to wave them down, and we're
help!
Like, and we're like,
help!
We're like, these assholes are ignoring us. They want us to die.
Yeah.
So
It's funny because I realized that like after the trip, because I didn't realize that headphones until the last guy actually responded to us.
He took out his headphone.
And then the two people before that didn't even recognize or didn't even like
look at us
at all. And we're like, hey, are we going the right way?
They were like 5 feet away from us. Hey, are we going right way? They didn't even like bat an eye.
Yeah. That was funny. Okay, so we got up, drank Pedialyte, because I had Pedialyte in the car because I'm a genius. And then Court freaking
got us water.
Yeah, He-Man brought us water.
He-Man, yeah.
Yeah, but
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Overall, great trip.
Highly recommend.
Highly recommend it.
Take lots of water and start hiking at 4 or 5 in the morning, yes. And you'll have an amazing
also,
trip. Broken in hiking boots that are your size.
Right.
And that is your guide to success.
Yeah. The best part, though, honestly, was we didn't have our phones for like 3 days.
And it was so freaking peaceful.
It was, yeah, and it was, I honestly, like, didn't mind it. Because I didn't have to, like, keep up with anything. I was just living, like, with what's in front of me.
Yeah, yeah. And that's the thing, is, like, we would, like, in our spare time, we'd sit and play cards or, like, tell stories.
Yeah.
And it would be, like, 8 o'clock, and we'd be like, oh, man, let's go watch the falls at, like, night with our headlamps.
Yeah.
But then we would go to sleep at, like, 9, and you're exhausted by 9.
Right.
Because you don't have, like, a phone to look at. You don't have lights
on
constantly.
You pretty much get tired when the sun goes down.
Yeah.
And you wake
it's
up
like
the
farmer. It's like the farmer lifestyle.
Dude, I
like, farmers get up at, like, 5 or 6, and they go to sleep at, like, 8 or 9.
Yeah.
And
it's, like, natural. And I felt... And I had a lot of energy when I woke up.
Yeah.
It wasn't forced that I woke up. It was like, a natural wake up, and it was...
It's really interesting to find... To feel that, because it's, like, oh... You know, we're in nature. This is natural. As a human being, this is, like, where I'm... I don't want to say supposed to be, because there's a lot of people that say, like, oh, well, technology's not natural. But at the same time, if you think about it...
It kind of is, because we thought of it.
It is. It is, because it's man-made.
Yeah.
You know? At the end of the day, everything
around you is... Not necessarily
natural,
like, naturally made, but natural
it's not, like, organic and has, like...
Yeah. Like, seeds.
Yeah. Like, there's no, like, biology backing it or whatever. I don't know the freaking terminology
but
for it, but...
They say humans shouldn't have technology, but we're the ones that created it with our own brains.
So there's no reason that we shouldn't have.
That's
not natural. Yeah.
Exactly. But I digress. Being out there and just not having your phone and kind of being around nature, and like I said, even the sleep thing. Like being able to sleep at 9, waking up at 6, and you wake up, you eat breakfast, you hang out with people. And it's so different because like, when you go out with people, you, like, sit on your phone sometimes, like, when you're out at dinner.
Yeah.
And it's like, but there, we were forced to be in front of each other at all times and talk with each other.
No matter how much I hate you.
No matter how much I hated everyone. But it's just, like, it felt good, because, like, you're sitting there, you're having a good time, and you have that connection the whole time. Rather than...
So we have a connection?
Yeah. Oh. I mean, we're doing this podcast, though. So
that's cool.
I think we're friends.
I haven't had a connection in a while. Okay, keep going, sorry.
Anyway, but it was just like, it's different, and it's a really like sobering thought, but at the same time, when you think of it, after it's all done, you're like, wow, that's how I should be normally.
Yeah.
And it feels 10 times better than your everyday of life.
The crazy thing is, the reason why I feel like that, it was like that, we realized that is because we didn't have the technology that we're used to, like, that we're used to on a daily basis, dude.
Yeah.
Because we're living off the natural energy. We're, like, doing things naturally. It was just, like...
You know, you go to sleep, you don't have, like, blue light keeping you up.
Yeah.
You don't...
LEDs and, like...
Well, the thing is, like... It's, like, even the lights that are on, like, in your house when you're just walking around at night. Like, when it's, like, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, right? You walk into your house. You probably turn on the lights in your kitchen, right?
Right.
And it's, like, that artificial light is,
it
like...
It messes up your sleep patterns.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It, like, throws off, like, your circadian rhythm or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know
I learned
what
that
means.
In psychology my freshman year. My teacher, she was a nut. I only went to like 4 classes, but she walked out so much and cussed people out so much that they fired her. She was insane.
She sounds dope.
Yeah, she was like, I hate my son. She would go on rants. She'd be like, hate my son. He's a piece of shit. I can't stand him. This and that. But
this is an ASU professor?
ASU, dude, she was insane. Like, a girl had her phone out and she was texting one time. And she goes, what the fuck is wrong with you?
What class is this?
This is Psych 101.
Really?
That's what I was saying. I was like, you'd think if you're teaching psych, you'd be, like, well-grounded in a sense. Because you understand this stuff.
Right.
But, like, this lady was a batshit crazy.
Maybe she signed up for the wrong class.
She probably used her phone too much. And it's just like, I don't know, like just being out there is like, you drink from the spring.
Yeah.
Eat an MRE.
Which were really good, by the way.
We got like, good MREs,
we got, we got good MREs.
We got good MREs.
But I didn't expect them to be that good. It was like a real meal.
Yeah.
They also cost as much as a real meal. So, it makes sense.
My favorite part was probably freaking going to sleep at like 9.
Yeah.
And then waking up at like 5 or 6.
And the cool thing is like a month after, like prior's after, right?
No, prior's before.
Yeah.
Prior's before.
Yeah. So, a month following the trip, I would wake up. I'd go to sleep at like 9:30. No, like 10.
Uh-huh.
And wake up at like 6:30 on my own without my alarm.
Yeah.
And it was awesome. And then people were like, dude, you're such a grandpa. I'm like, dude, I know, but I'm telling you, it was...
It feels a lot better. It feels
so much better. I kind of got away from that.
But that's the thing. It's weird because it's like we have light bulbs so we can like stay up later.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like because in Havasu Pi, we were forced... Not forced, because we had a lamp still.
Yeah.
And headlamps. But it's like, there was a part of us that was kind of forced to go to sleep at like 8.
Well, plus we also hiked a lot.
We also hiked, but it was also another thing where it was like, we weren't surrounded by light, and we also weren't looking at our phones the whole time.
That's true.
So it's like, to a certain extent, you're naturally tired. Just I guess,
imagine how like...
I feel like the melatonin in your body is kind of just like, actually gets produced.
Yeah.
Instead of like, you just staring at a screen all night, and you're just like, freaking cracked out.
It's like
out.
Killing it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Killing
the melatonin in your body.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just crazy how like, life would have... Not life, but like... I guess life. How just phones have changed like, what...
Phones, how we TV. Feel. I feel like phones change everything the most drastically.
Like smartphones, specifically.
Smartphones, specifically.
Yeah. Because you can have, like, you can have a
social media, specifically. Because even, like, old BlackBerry things had, like, apps and stuff, and, like, games. Like, you could play Snake on your BlackBerry.
My dad had a BlackBerry, and I used to play, what's that one? It's, like, it's not Brick Breaker. I think it's Brick Breaker.
Like, where you slide it. It's, like, it. Tetris, kind of?
No, where you slide it, and you have to, the ball bounces off the thing that you slide, and it breaks the bricks up top. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
It was so fun.
But that's the thing. It's weird, because it's, like, I don't know, like...
Sounds like you had a point.
I did have a point, but then I'm thinking about Brick Breaker, and I don't know what the hell I was going to say. But it's weird, isn't it?
Well, it's just, yeah, because, like...
When was the first social media? Like, there was MySpace, right?
Honestly, well, I think before MySpace, there was Friendster, but no one really used Friendster. MySpace... What the
hell is Friendster?
It's like MySpace, pretty much.
It was before MySpace?
Yeah, it was right before MySpace.
Huh.
But I want to say, like, our generation of people...
Bad people.
Yeah, okay, that's not what I was going to say.
Oh, right.
But also that we all started with MySpace, which was dope, dude. We had a top
So you're older than me. We didn't start with MySpace. We started with Facebook.
Oh, really?
Like, I'm not going to say my generation, but my, like...
No, but, like, your
peers, age my yeah, peers, my that's friends.
Cool. Dude, you just made me feel freaking old. I'm only, like...
Well, the thing is, I had a MySpace, because MySpace was, like, a cool thing when I was, like, 11.
Yeah.
But when you get 13, you like... And that makes sense, because you were like 13, 14 probably when I was like 11.
Yeah. I was 13, I think.
So, when I was like 13, it was like, oh, make a Facebook.
Yeah.
Because Facebook just came out. That was like 8 years.
That's true. It's a whole like age gap thing, even though it was only a couple years. But yeah, that makes sense. I had a MySpace when I was in like 5th grade, though.
Really?
To be honest with you, yeah.
I had one. Same.
My first MySpace song.
6th or 7th grade.
My first MySpace song was Lean With It, Rock With It.
That's a great song.
Dem Franchise Boys.
Dude, Dem Franchise Boys are very, very underrated. You heard the song Ride In Rims?
Probably.
If you turn it on, I know all the words. Don't do it. Don't.
Why?
Do it another time.
Okay.
after the podcast. I'll perform for you. I didn't like that.
Yeah, I don't.
Saying that.
I mean, if you want to.
I'm never going
to
say that again.
No, I mean, if you really. No, if you want to.
Nope.
I have like $5 in my pocket.
Nope. I don't like
it. It's a $5 bill that I can only throw one bill at you.
I hate this. I want to go home.
You are home.
We're in your house. We're in my house. Dem Franchise Boys were sick.
Yeah.
Those guys are dope.
Yeah, dude, I had so many. And then I had this thing where there's like a playlist.com. So you can. I put like a whole playlist in my MySpace. So it was like. I don't remember what songs. It was probably some.
Back then, I used to listen to Nelly.
I used to listen like Bow Wow.
Dude, that was
Shorty Like Mine
days.
Oh, and every time Manny Pacquiao fought, I would change my MySpace song to the Filipino national anthem.
Really?
Yes, every time.
That's pretty dope, actually.
And then on the next day, I would change it back.
And then what did you play when he got beat by Floyd Mayweather?
That doesn't count.
Did you play it when he got beat by Jeff Horn, too?
That didn't count either.
Okay.
If Floyd fought him 5 years before...
Who fought him again? Marquez knocked his ass out?
Yeah, he knocked his ass out.
Left hook?
I don't know.
Slept Manny, bro.
Dude.
Manny went... Night, like, Manny didn't even get, like, hit and was like, oh, man.
No, he got knocked the fuck out.
Manny was face down, absolutely, like, he was just night.
Dude, the worst part is all the memes that came out of that.
Dude.
Like, the photoshops. Oh.
In the arms.
It was terrible. The saddest, especially for me, just a little Filipino boy.
Was that after or before he knocked out Hatton?
That was after.
That was after, yeah, because he was on a streak.
Well, yeah, and he fucked up. He didn't fuck up, but he...
What's his name?
He fucked up
Puerto Rican guy?
Miguel Cotto?
Cotto.
Yeah.
That was before that, too, right? Because he did Cotto, then he did Hatton, and then got knocked out.
I think Cotto's after Hatton.
Hatton, Cotto, then got knocked out.
I don't know, dude. He had a lot of great knockouts, but...
MySpace.
Actually, I tried that, like, I want to say, like, last year, I tried to log into my MySpace.
Uh-huh.
I think I forgot my password. I think that's what happened. But I was able to look at it. I just couldn't, like, get on my profile.
Was it absolutely terrible?
Yeah.
I'm gonna look it up when we're done with this.
Yeah, it was... Dude, you know how, like, when people create things and they have, like different usernames? Like, now, like, my Instagram's Ian Villaforte. Yeah. My Twitter was IJ Villaforte.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But, like, you can, like, make yours, like, Pimp Daddy... 42, whatever.
Yeah.
I went through some phases, bro.
Yeah.
And I was like...
But you know what's weird? It's like, that's like the nature when you're a kid. Like, you always want to say, like, stupid, controversial stuff.
Yeah.
Like, don't you know? Like, at least with me, like...
I think that's you, honestly, not me.
Well, you know what I'm saying.
Stupid, controversial,
like,
shit.
As you get older, it's like, oh, like, I shouldn't be as stupid. I think that's just, like, human nature. Like, when you're a kid, you just say stupid things.
Like, I think the worst one that I remember,
mm-hmm.
it was, I don't even want to say it, dude.
I don't know. It's bad.
It was just so...
Is it cringy or is it bad?
It's cringy.
Okay,
it's
go
like,
ahead.
I'm cringing, bro. I can't... It was like...
Can you please say it?
Yeah.
How old were you?
Honestly, I was... 12. No, I was in high school.
12, 13?
Yeah. I wouldn't say... I was like in 6th grade. I want to say 6th grade.
Okay, you were in 6th grade.
Okay, it was like Pimpinator.
That's not bad.
Dude, it's so bad.
Pimpinator what? No numbers?
No numbers, I don't think. It was just Pimpinator.
Pimpinator wasn't taken?
I don't think so. It was like Pimpinator, but it was like probably put a 1 in there for an I.
Oh, man, that's pretty bad.
Yeah. Pimpinator? Dude, come on.
Yeah, Pimpinator's pretty
that's
bad.
That's like, pimp itself is a weird word to put in your, like, for a 10-year-old or whatever to put in your...
What
name?
Does Pimpinator mean? What does Nader mean? Like, in Nader
mean? I was thinking, like, Terminator, but, like...
Look that up. What's that, a suffix? That's a suffix, because that's the end of the word.
Right.
In Nader. What the hell does that mean?
Because
what were you trying... Like, you were trying to say Pimpinator because it sounds cool, but, like, what does that actually mean?
Pimpinator. A machine that works especially well for something.
Okay, so Pimpinator makes sense. You're a pimp machine. I bet if you went to, like, downtown Detroit and saw real pimps doing what they do and, like, behind the scenes, you would cry and be like, I never want to be a pimp!
Dude, the funny thing is I probably peaked in, like, 6th grade, honestly.
Yeah, I peaked in, like, 8th.
Yeah, because I had girlfriends. I had, like, multiple girlfriends in one school year.
Really?
That never happened.
Dude, after. I didn't do that until, like, freshman year of high school.
But then again, like, they were, like, 6th grade girlfriends, so... We held hands.
Still, Pimpinator.
Held hands. Like, oh, I want a little piece of the Pimpinator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah. Oh my god, is she dating the Pimpinator?
Yeah.
The Filipino Pimpinator? The Pino Pimpinator?
Okay, don't just...
Sorry.
It's Pinoy, first of all.
Pinoy. And then, Pinoy. I said that the other day, and someone was like, Pinoy's in Vietnam. And I was like, no, it's not.
Was it a white guy that said that?
I think so.
Yeah, probably.
Isn't that how you say, like...
Pinoy?
Pinoy are people of the Philippines.
Pinoy is like a Filipino guy, Filipino, and Pinay would be like the female version of that.
Yeah, it's like an Arab. Like for me, like you would call me Arab, right?
Yeah.
So you'd be a Pinoy.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
Kind of?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Not really the same thing, but kind of.
No, not really?
No.
Okay.
Did you, so you never had a MySpace? You had Facebook.
No, I made a MySpace in like 6th or 7th grade. But like I just put a picture up and I never did anything with it. That's I don't know how to do this.
That's how I am with my...
And I just left it alone. LinkedIn. Yeah. See, my LinkedIn... I'm more active on my LinkedIn than I am on my Instagram.
I should probably be more active on my LinkedIn. Especially considering I graduate in December.
Yeah, that's pretty soon.
I think I'm gonna be okay though, honestly.
Whatever.
Hey, dude, not everyone's a finance major.
Finance!
See what I did there? Not everyone's a finance major and has like 18 internships with the like the biggest finance companies in the finance industry.
I don't even. Why are you trying to make me sound cool?
Because, dude, you're smart and stuff, and it's dude, it sucks that I'm not that
smart. I went to X-Men school in third grade, not knowing that it was speech therapy class.
X-Men's, don't say that, because X-Men school would have been dope.
My friends call it X-Men school.
Really?
When I tell them the speech therapy story that I told last episode, they call it, they say that Armani went to X-Men school and he didn't know.
X-Men school is dope, dude. That means you're like...
Yeah. That's the whole joke. Like, it's like X-Men school, but it wasn't X-Men school. It was
got it.
So they're making fun of me. It's probably a motorcycle. There's a lot of motorcycles outside.
What is that thing right there? That place?
There's a place. There's a place behind my house. Called
it's like American Legion?
American Legion. It's basically where a bunch of old white people get together and they play bingo and they have little social gatherings. They're really cool. And they sometimes have coin shows where I'll go look at old coins with my dad.
Wait, you go there?
Yeah, I go with my dad. I don't go there by myself. Hey, but, Frank, what's
yeah,
up?
Yeah, but on whose idea night? Is it to go?
Dude, he collects coins. He likes them. And I like precious metals. Like gold and silver. So I go look at the coins and I'm like, this is cool, I can't afford this. And then he looks at like the old currencies.
Yeah, dude, that's sick.
You should see his little booklet. He has a booklet of like every country. Like
that's cool that he does that. But how old is your dad?
Dude, I go with him because I care about my father.
Sick. That's sick. That's cool. Yeah, you're my friend and stuff. Stop looking over there like there's something over there.
I'm trying to look at be Jim Halpert and look at the office.
There's no camera.
The office camera.
I still have yet to finish that.
Really?
I mean, we talked about this last time. I stopped
watching. I don't remember. I have a really short-term memory.
Dude, you know how many people reached out to me after my Santa Claus story and told me that they... not how many, but there's a few people.
You know how many people I touched with my Santa Claus story?
Shut up, dude.
You know how many people reached out to me after my Max and Ruby story?
Yeah.
None.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, dude, people were like, dude, I believed in Santa Claus for a long time, too. Don't feel bad. I was like, dude...
Yeah, you should have been like, yeah, you're an idiot, just like I am.
Hey, no, I can't say that.
Well.
You know who listens to this podcast?
Her.
My grandfather. And,
yeah.
Shout out to him, because he...
Shout out to Joey.
He listened to both of them.
Hell yeah,
and
shout out Joey.
Today, I went to my grandparents' house, and then he goes, it was hilarious, because I didn't expect him to actually listen to our podcast.
Yeah.
He goes, why do you only talk about your grandma? I cook Filipino food too. And I was like, oh, dang, you listen to the podcast? And I was less thrown off that he was mad at me, more thrown off that he actually
listened to the podcast. Yeah.
Yeah.
He went out of his way.
He went out of his way. Well, he's retired and stuff, but I didn't really, like, how does he. Oh, because my mom posted it on Facebook.
Yeah.
That's why. I was gonna say, how did he, like, know?
He follows us on Instagram.
And he showed me his, like, his listened podcast, like, mm-hmm. the list, mm-hmm. and listened to both of them. He downloaded them.
My guy.
Dude, it's hilarious.
Shout out, Joey.
Yeah, shout out. Hey, Grandpa, Daddy, love you. You're listening to this. I'm not talking about Mama's cooking. I'm talking about you.
I'm talking about Joey.
I love you.
I love you too, Joey.
You're doing great. But yeah, man. Our buddy, Nico, is headed off to basic training. Good for him.
Love you, guy.
Love him.
We're about to go to his house right now.
We're about to go to his house after this podcast. Yeah, which, I know. It's already 6:40.
Oh, man. The party started 10 minutes ago.
That's okay.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Hey, Filipino time.
Hey, Arab time. Greek time.
Filipino time. Brown people time.
Brown people time is like... thing. It's like 6:30, you add 4 hours. Hey, 6:30, be there at 10.
Hey. See, that's when you're on the same page because we're on the same time schedule. It's crazy, though, because last night, it was my grandma's birthday. We were celebrating my grandma's birthday. We had reservations at 7.
Yeah.
Guess what time I guess it's not guess
8:30.
No. But It was reservation, so like we had to be there somewhat on time. So
the reservations were at 7?
Yeah, so okay. I showed up with my uncle, my two uncles at like 7:10 because I didn't want to lose our freaking reservation.
Yeah.
Like my grandparents showed up at like 7:20. Mm-hmm. My mom and dad and brother and sister showed up at like 7:35. Mm-hmm. I'm like, dude, like it's fine if it's like a party, you know? But like reservations, I feel like
you can't do that.
I feel like reservations, you have to be a little bit on time.
You make the reservation for a purpose. It's like, we're going to be here at this time. We're saving a spot. The party is like, oh, it's going on from 6 to 10, so you can come in.
Yeah, you can come at 7:30 if you want. But
yeah,
the reservation's at 7. I was like, I wasn't really embarrassed. It was just like, I was just sitting there. First of all, I was hungry, kind of. So I was like, I can't order food until my family gets here.
I don't know, man.
I think
it's the immigrant mentality. It's like you know what I'm saying? Like, all foreigners have that time thing. It's not just brown people. My Greek friends have it. Us, my family, we have it. You say your family has it.
But I feel like not all immigrants. Because I feel
like Japanese people, I think they're always on time. I feel like
they're very courteous.
It's in their culture.
They're very courteous.
Yeah, they're very courteous, you know? So they have, like, especially, like, in business.
In business, they're very
professional.
That's
very
one
courteous.
Place I want to go.
I want to go to Japan.
So bad. It's expensive.
Wait, I feel like my whole family's been in Japan except for me. Except, like, my immediate family. Because, like, Japan is, like, a stop to get to the Philippines.
Oh, really?
You know what I mean? So it's not every time.
But, like, it is one of those
It's
stops.
One of those, like, very common layover spots.
Yeah.
So, like, a lot of my family has been to Japan.
Yeah.
Either going to the Philippines or coming back from the Philippines.
Yeah.
We stopped in freaking China, like some place that's not even that cool. I don't think it was.
Was it like a smaller place?
I don't think so. It was a huge airport.
Was it like farmland China?
I don't
like
know. We didn't get out.
No, that's West China. China is like, I think, yeah. It's
we didn't get out of the airport.
You know, if you look like geographically at China, right?
Mm-hmm.
All of the major cities are like on the right.
To correct? The east.
Yeah, to the east. To the east of China.
Right.
Like, of the whole country. And, like, the whole west and or left side of China is, like, the Gobi Desert and farmland. It's really interesting, like,
really?
If you look at it. Yeah.
Well, it makes sense because there's ports on the right side. So that means they put their strongholds there.
That is true, but at the same time, if you look inward, inland to China, it's, like, there's not that much going on. But at the same time, if you have the Gobi Desert, like...
I want to say it's almost, like, the same thing as the United States-ish. Most of the bigger cities are on the coast. Like, LA, New York.
Yeah, because Midwestern countries, if you add all their populations, that's, like 10 of them are, like, California.
Yeah, but, like, Chicago, but that's, like, east.
But not even Chicago. Yeah, like, the states around
Chicago. I'm talking
about
like the Dakotas.
Yeah, the Dakotas, the Wyomings, the...
Yeah, Oklahomas.
Yeah.
What's up there?
Wisconsin.
I don't even know what's up there. Wisconsin.
Oh, you're talking about up there? Because Oklahoma's,
well, like, just the whole middle part.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Idaho, Iowa...
Iowa, yeah. So it's all like, I want to say that.
Hey, Missouri.
Like, they are still kind of like bigger. Like, there's still bigger cities.
Geographically, they're huge.
I'm saying, like, there's still bigger cities within them, but
they're not as big as like
LA or.
Boston, LA, yeah, Florida.
New York. I love how you said Boston, a city. LA, a city. Florida, a state.
Well, Florida's like freaking all coastal, so it's like.
Yeah, Florida, dude.
The whole thing is coastal.
Florida's so cool, dude.
Haven't been. You just got back.
I just got back, and it's... People are so much nicer.
Really?
Yeah, the people in the South, I just feel like, are nicer.
Really?
Unless they're racist.
Yeah, then you're not nice.
Then you're not nice.
Don't be racist.
Or you're not nice to anyone but the people that you...
Identify with.
But, yeah, everyone's nice. The food's good.
Yeah.
And you're going to hate this. I already told you this, but I like the humidity.
You know, maybe I need to... I don't know, man.
I like it, dude. I mean, especially...
I've never heard anyone say, I like humidity.
That was the weirdest thing. So yeah, well, maybe because I don't live there, I was walking around Disney World for all day, and it was 95 degrees, 90% humidity, and I didn't mind it.
Yeah.
It was hot for sure.
Yeah.
But I feel like I would rather walk.
You'd rather take like 80% humidity, 90 degrees than 100. 10?
It was like 90% humidity, first of all. So
okay, 90% humidity. We have like, what, 4% humidity or something like that?
Yeah, but it's like 110. I feel like I'd rather walk around Disney World in the Florida climate than in our climate.
Hmm.
Like, I feel like when I walk outside here, I feel like I'll walk into a burning oven.
I feel like you're alone on that one.
Really?
Yeah, dude. I feel like, especially if you're, like, born and raised in Arizona, like, you're used to the dry heat. All you have to do is stand under a tree. Humidity, it's like you stand under a tree. Oh, I'm still sweating.
Yeah, that makes sense. But I just, I don't know, dude. For some reason, I feel like it's not cooler.
Hey, man, if you like it, you like it.
But at the same time, everyone else is sweating, and it doesn't matter, you know?
Yeah.
Like, here, I'm, like, the only one sweating. Because it's, like, it's dry.
Here?
No, okay, that was...
Bro, I'm sweating in the winter at all times.
You sweat all the time, period.
Yeah.
Because what?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I feel like
a lot of people here, like, don't sweat as much.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Here?
Yeah, dude, like, I'll walk outside, and I'm, like, sweating. Like, from walking my car to inside. And then, like, the same people are walking the same distance. And they're just like, oh, it's nothing. Like, it's like...
When people don't sweat, it confuses me.
Yeah.
Because I'm so sweaty all the time.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a sweat machine.
It's weird. And also, like, the people that don't get cold in the wintertime, that confuses me, too.
See, that's kind of me to a certain extent.
You don't get cold?
Not that I don't get cold, but I have a harder time getting cold than most people.
Interesting.
Like, I can wear shorts in the... Because I'm like, my body's always hot in general. So, like, in the wintertime, like, I'll just wear shorts and stuff, like, or sandals. Like, and I don't mind.
Well, in Arizona.
Like, I'll wear a hoodie.
In Arizona?
Yeah, of course.
Because I can
but
wear,
at the same
like,
time, you'll... Dude, when I used to go to school in the morning...
It's cold.
It was... When I had 0 hour, 5:30 in the morning, it's 35 degrees. So, like,
yeah.
People are like, oh, Arizona, you don't know cold. It's like... No, I know cold.
Yeah, we don't know cold to that extent. Because, like, a lot of times they're...
Well, dude, when I went to New York, it really wasn't crazy.
Well, you had...
I was in December in New York.
You had layers, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So you probably dressed for the occasion.
You're right. You're right about that.
Yeah.
But, to a certain extent, it wasn't so cold where it was, like...
I bet if you
it
wore...
It was unbearable.
I
you
bet
know
if
what
you
saying?
Wore what you wore in our winters there for that winter...
Yeah.
You'd be freezing yourself.
You're right.
Yeah,
because
you know what I mean?
their winter was like 19 degrees rather than 45, you know.
Oh, man. We didn't even have like a winter this year, dude.
Dude, not at all.
The winter this year
I wore
was...
a hoodie like 4 times.
Yeah. I bought a sick jacket,
uh-huh.
Didn't get to wear it.
Yeah. I love hoodies. I wish I could like wear them more. But same, I wear them like until like 9 in the morning and then I take it off and I'm like, I don't need this. Because
yeah.
It's 70 degrees right now.
That's the worst part, dude. Like when you went to school,
mm-hmm.
like in like high school or whatever... You would go to school with a hoodie on, and then...
And by second hour,
by
you
second
would
hour,
have
we took that bitch off.
Yeah, because
like,
it's so damn hot.
Yeah, it's not even that hot. It's just, like, not cold.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah,
why?
Yeah.
Why
I don't
is
know,
it?
Man. But at the same time, I mean, think about it, because we were both born and raised in Arizona. You know what I mean. Raised in Arizona. Like, if we were, like, living in Boston or something.
Baston.
Or, like, Michigan. Like, my relatives live in Michigan.
Right.
They have to shovel the driveway and then leave in the morning.
Much rather not shovel the driveway.
Much rather walk outside and have to complain about not being able to wear my hoodie.
I mean,
yeah. And we don't have earthquakes.
We do. And we have earthquakes. That's like the one thing. That's like the only thing we have, though.
No, we don't have
tornadoes.
Earthquakes. We have aftershock from California.
I think you're wrong about that.
Have we had an earthquake?
We had an earthquake like last year. It was a pretty big one too.
No, that was like 2-3 years ago. That was like 2 years ago.
Was it 2 years ago? You know what I'm talking about, though?
I remember that because I was at ASU campus in the pod,
yeah.
And I was looking on like Facebook or something like that, and it was just like, everyone was posting like, oh my god, what is this earthquake that's
yeah.
happening? Why are we having an earthquake? And I was just like, what? And I didn't feel anything.
Yeah.
But my mom called me, and it's 20 minutes away from here.
Yeah.
Or not even 15 minutes away from here. I don't know why I didn't feel it. It was weird.
I think it was like it was weird because it was a pretty high rated?
On the what's it called? The Richter scale?
Yeah.
Is that the scale that measures earthquakes? The Richter scale,
so.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
so you're saying what you're trying to say is magnitude.
Yeah.
Like on the Richter scale, it's like a 5.3 magnitude.
Yeah, something like that. It was pretty.
I think that's how they say
it. It was a pretty significant. Earthquake.
Yeah.
And like only
I do remember that.
And only a small like population felt it.
That's why I don't want to
say
oh we have earthquakes because it's like we don't really have earthquakes. Like we've had an earthquake.
But the only person that really gets earthquakes are on California because
yeah.
they're right on the San Andreas Fault.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're like the only people that get earthquakes.
They're like right there.
They're literally on the fault.
Yeah.
So they anytime that fault moves, they feel the impact of it.
Yeah. That's why my family moved from California to here.
Because of earthquakes?
Yeah, because there was like a giant earthquake in they lived in North Hollywood at the time, I believe.
NoHo?
Yes. And their earthquake was so bad, and they lived in, like, this giant apartment, a tall-ass apartment. And, like, my brothers were, like, little kids. And, like, the fridge fell and stuff, and, like, the fridge could have fallen on them and stuff. And, like, everything just got destroyed in their apartment.
How long ago was this?
This was 94, I believe. 94. Anyone in California that lived in California in 94 knows it.
Yeah, my parents talk about that still.
Yeah, that same, because it was, like, the worst.
Yeah.
Like, I think it was the 405. Like, how my dad got to work.
Yeah.
That whole thing was just, like... You ever see that picture of, like, the freeway just totally...
Yeah. No, my just parents in half? My parents talk about that.
Yeah. That's the reason my parents moved to Arizona.
Really?
Because it's, like, the fridge almost fell on my brother. Jesus. That's what my mom said. So, it was, like... So, it was just, like, it was a wake-up call, and they were, like, forget this. This is stupid. Yeah. Let's go to Arizona.
It's cheap and hot.
Because it's cheap, it's hot. People are cool. People are cool here.
People are pretty nice, depending on where you are.
Yeah. Yeah, that is true.
Because people...
Where are people mean?
Dude, people, they're just...
Scottsdale's a little snobby.
There's places in Scottsdale that are snobby. There's places in, like... Really just the... I was talking about this with my friend over coffee. Mm-hmm. Shout out Vicky.
Shout out Vicky.
Yeah. We were talking about, like... Because she's from the West Valley.
I don't know what that means.
The West Valley, so like Avondale.
Okay.
Like that side of...
Those people are nice, huh?
Yeah,
I've heard that.
A lot nicer than the people from the East Valley.
I've heard that.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, like, I don't know what it is. Because, well, she also said the West Valley is a little more, like, farmers. Like, they're all farm. Not all, but like,
yeah.
A lot more farmland.
They don't use their phone as much.
See, back to the main point, they don't use their phone as much.
Yeah.
That's not the main point. But,
that is kind of the main point.
Yeah, so there's, like, people in Scottsdale that are snobby. There's also some that are really nice, but, I mean, we're not going to distinguish that.
I think Chandler's pretty nice.
South Chandler, depending on where you are, can be pretty snobby.
Yeah. You know, like newer South, like newer Chandler.
Yeah, newer, like the Chandler we're in, no, I'm saying like you're not.
Well, no, this is like old Chandler. Like, yeah. These houses were built in the early 90s, so this is not new at
all. They're a lot nicer on this part of Chandler.
Yeah,
Where I went to, like around where I'm from, mm-hmm. where I live, it's a little more snobby.
Stuck up a little bit.
Yeah, but the thing, my point, not my point,
but... I thought about that the other day, and the people are just they're hardworking people, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But their kids, like, grow up in a...
That's one thing I can't do.
What?
Is, like, give my kids everything.
Yeah, dude, I can't. There's kids that are...
Like, my kid's gonna deliver papers, even if people don't want papers.
Yeah, even if...
Like, go get a job.
Yeah, get a job, dude. Or, I mean...
Pay for it yourself.
Yeah.
I'm not buying you anything. Nothing. I'll buy you some things. I'll buy you food.
Are you gonna pay for your kid's college?
I'm gonna try not to. I would rather invest $100 in a tutor so he can get good grades and get a scholarship than pay $40,000.
Alright, so if...
I'm gonna give my kids, like, tutors and stuff. Probably not gonna put them in private school.
No, me neither. Are you gonna... If he doesn't get, like, a full ride, or she...
He's paying for it.
He's paying
for college?
When
he gets out. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not gonna pay for it.
Yeah.
Actually, now that I think of it, I'll probably save up. And give them like you know what 529s are? You know what 529s are?
Yeah, remind me.
It's like the college savings thing. Where you put money like away for your kid.
Oh, yeah, I know
what that is. And it's like, it has like some like tax benefits to it and
no,
stuff
absolutely.
Like that.
I know exactly what that is.
So maybe I'll start one of those to like help my kids through college. Like, and the thing is, here's the good thing about that. I'll do that, and if they end up getting scholarships or something, they can use that to like, I don't know, buy a decent car or do this or do that or do something constructive, you know, something that will actually pay off for them. You know, they're not going to get a freaking Beamer, their first car, and all that garbage.
No.
Like, you're getting like a Honda Civic or something that like will get you that point.
My first car.
Yeah, it's a great car.
And it was a great car. I love that car. It's just a little broken when I bought it. But
yeah, I mean, my freaking 96 Bronco is.
Yeah, but yours is still running. Mine had.
Yeah, after thousands of dollars of work, though.
That's true. Mine had a lot of work in it, too.
Yeah. 250,000 miles.
Like, my parents are making me pay for college, and it's like, it sucks.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know that you have to pay for this.
But it makes you try, it makes you value it,
makes
it more.
It makes you value it
there's
more.
There's so many kids who are like, I have a 1.7, my parents are paying for it. It's like, Jesus, dude.
It's like,
Can you try?
Yeah, try at least a little bit.
Like, write your name on the paper and you'll do better than how you're doing right now.
Yeah, exactly, dude. It's crazy, like, the type of people you see in college.
I don't freaking know, dude. It's all parenting. It all comes down to parenting, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah, all my kids are really good kids.
All my kids are going to be awesome.
Yeah,
probably all my kids are probably going to suck.
My kids are going to suck.
My kids are going to suck. Yeah. And be ugly.
I didn't say that. You did.
All right, well.
Dude, I hope my kids are cute, man. If my kids aren't cute, I'm going to throw them away.
You mean the dumpster babies? Like in The Dictator?
Don't say in The Dumpster. I'm just going to say, like, it kind of like makes the joke serious when you
say it. He's like, where's the trash can?
You're making the joke serious when you give them the location where I'm going to throw them away.
In the dumpster?
Stop!
They don't know which dumpster.
Oh, God. Here we are. So, yeah. Semester's starting back up next month.
Unfortunately.
We're still going to do this, though.
Bottom of the barrel?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is
still a thing. You guys have nothing to worry about.
Every Sunday.
Every Sunday.
I'm just kidding.
But, you know, the thing is, we can do that.
Sunday's good. Because people start off the week with an episode.
We can do homework and then...
Podcast.
We can take a mental break with the podcast and then... And then do more homework.
It's
my last semester.
And do mediocre. It's not my last semester. I still have a year and a half.
It's my last semester.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man. Well, let's head to...
We have a party to go to. We're supposed to be there 30 minutes ago.
Let's head to Nico's thing, man.
Yeah.
Gotta love the kid. All right.
All right, boys.
Bot B. We're out of here.
Out.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.